I'm Dan Klefstad. Pressure on Illinois House Speaker Michael Madigan is ramping up as one of his fellow Democrats announced a challenge to his speakership Thursday. The move comes as Republicans accuse Democrats on a special panel of protecting Madigan. Hannah Meisel has more.
Stephanie Kifwit, who represents Aurora, was one of the first Democrats to call for Madigan's resignation this summer. That came after a bombshell federal filing identified the speaker as Public Official A in an investigation into Commonwealth Edison's political influence. The feds say ComEd curried favor with Madigan via jobs and contracts for his allies, including ones where people performed, quote, little to no work. Kifwit says that's disqualifying.
He has compromised the integrity of office of Speaker of the House, and he has undermined the public trust. And to me, that's just not acceptable.
Meanwhile, House Republicans on a special investigative panel accused Democrats of protecting Madigan from subpoenas they want to issue, including to the Speaker. The GOP members left the door open for voting for a Democrat for Speaker come January. I'm Hannah Meisel.
Illinois public health officials say getting a flu shot is especially important this year amid the COVID-19 pandemic. Linda Fred is director of pharmacy at Carl Hospital in Urbana.
We already have some concerns about hospital capacity in various parts of the country and the exacerbation of the situation by having the pandemic and then seasonal flu at the same time might push hospital capacities in some places kind of over the edge.
Fred says many places offer drive-through clinics and are taking other measures to keep people safe as they come in for the flu vaccine. Preliminary estimates from the CDC show 38 million Americans contracted the flu last year and 22,000 people died, including nearly 200 children. The Illinois Department of Agriculture announced $5 million in business recovery funding for livestock producers and small meat and poultry plants. It's available for those suffering interruptions as a result of the pandemic. Over the past 6 months, meat and poultry plants experienced reduced sales during a slowdown of processing livestock. It also forced many Illinois farmers to incur additional costs. An extra 10% will go to businesses in disproportionately affected areas. I'm Dan Klefstad.
And I'm Leah Lerner. Two out-of-state residents have been accused of robbing the Casey's General Store in Vienna. Illinois State Police say the armed robbery occurred at 12:30 yesterday morning. Authorities captured the suspects after a short pursuit on Route 45, just north of Vienna. They discovered the suspects had stolen a vehicle in Owensboro, Kentucky, several days ago and had been in Massac County leading up to the robbery in Vienna. Arrested were 49-year-old Robert Sanders of Owensboro and 39-year-old D'Angela Lindsay of Coleman, Alabama. While the investigation continues and additional charges are expected, both Sanders and Lindsay are being held in the Massac County Jail awaiting bond hearings. Sanders is being held on a charge of armed robbery. Lindsay is being held on a charge of robbery. The Illinois Department of Labor is launching free COVID-19 safety trainings for small businesses in the state. State Labor Director Michael Kleinick says the Back to Business Illinois program helps businesses protect their workers and customers as the pandemic continues.
We want to make sure that we can provide this free service to the businesses for try to get the people back to work safely and let the public know that these businesses are working to make sure their safety as well as their employees.
The consulting is available online or in person. Visit illinois.gov/worksafe to sign up for the program or find the link on our webpage. And the Illinois Department of Transportation is investing nearly $258 million on projects along I-57 in southern Illinois.